The ether HPD.
No, that's fine. I'll not respond. That was good. Thank you for the advice, though. And I'll try just to keep my anger and temper at bay through this transition period.
Yeah, I know. I've been the divorcer. Thankfully, there's no kids, but who's next on the list? All right, I got Matt E4NOY, our favorite volunteer fireman. KE4NOY. Matt, you're on the net. All right, KE4NOY, you want to do it via Nextel? Okay. Talking to you right now. Feel free to DC me. Go ahead.
Basically, that picture was the only recent picture I have of me. That's why I picked that one. Basically, the story behind that picture, why I'm in a twisted position, is me and a couple coworkers, we went out to, crap, I don't even remember the name of the club. Went out to the club, and the guy's quite tall, even though I was wearing heels. And this guy came up and said, "Hey, I think you're hot. You'd make my ex-girlfriend jealous. Can I get a picture of you kissing my cheek?" So, and grabbed me and said, "Go," and kissed me, and he gave me his email and said, "I'll send you a picture of the phone," or of the phone. Oh my God, sorry, I'm reading. Send you a picture of it. So he did, and we still talk online, and he ended up getting his girlfriend back, and they're engaged, and it kind of worked, I guess. But no, it's not a very flattering picture. Yeah, actually, we still talk, and that wasn't a line, apparently. So he's now engaged to the girl. I was so used, but come on, he called me hot. How can I resist that? VE3, what is it? HBD.
All right, thanks a lot, Karen. KE4NY. I'm sorry, AB9GB. Lenny says, "Come on, you look good in the picture."
Aww. That's a horrible picture.
That's right. I want to go down there to Illinois and visit him there. Next on our list is VE3ECM slash KC2OSF, Canadian expatriate in New York City. Richard, you're on the net.
Good evening, gentlemen and lady. I don't have too much traffic for the net this evening. It was a beautiful day in New York City. It was a fantastic 69 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 18 degrees Celsius for the Canucks. It's a little rainy here now, and I guess that's it. I don't have too much for traffic. Just thought I would finally get my and give it a shot and see if I could get in. Don't forget, 69 degrees. KC2OSF.
Thanks, Richard. New York City is great. Unfortunately, I've never been in New York City. Yeah, my sister has.
I was 15 and we went. Me and you stayed home, but I had to go with mom and dad.
Well, it sounded like a fun trip. On my way to Taiwan next month, I'll be stopping in Newark for about an hour. But anyways, VA6HP says this is freaking hilarious. Hats off to you guys. Great net. VA6HP, would you like to check into that? I'll put you on my list there. Okay, I guess he's not talking. All right, I'll come back to you later, man. Who's next on my list here is W4RCL in Florida. Whiskey 4, Romeo Charlie Lima, you're on the net. Okay, hearing none, I guess he's not there. Nextel, W4WZG. Let me just find you here on my list here. There you are.
Good evening, Brian, on the net. It's Mark down here in beautiful Florida. W4WZG on Iden. First time checking in. Had a riot. Pretty fun. Talk to you guys later. I'm Bill Lisman.
All right. Thank you very much for checking there. Nice and short and sweet. AB9JV says there's lots of whorehouses in Taiwan. Of course, you could never go there. No, it's fine. And 2OBS says to leave. All right, there. Have a good night. Thank you very much for checking in there. Who's next on my list here? KB9JMK in Wisconsin. KB9 and JMK. Yes, we've also been to Wisconsin. You remember when you went to Wisconsin?
Yes.
That was when the lady asked us if we had bugs and...
I don't remember that.
Do you remember going to the Brewers game?
No.
Okay, you must have been young. All right, KB9, JMK, you're on the net.
Hi, guys, on the net. Yeah, this is KB9, JMK here in sunny West Bend, Wisconsin. It's 20 degrees tonight and about 30-mile-an-hour winds with snow flurries. So hope you guys are warm in Canada. Hey, I wanted to ask you about the get-together there on December 6th in Toronto. I just found out I'll be traveling on business into Toronto, so if you could expand on that. Otherwise, I have no comments.
All right. We've thrown around the idea of having a get-together. For those who might not know, I'm going to be moving to Taiwan on January 9th to teach English, which is also my sister's birthday.
My 26th birthday.
There we go. And I was hoping maybe a ham sexy guys in Toronto. You're more than welcome to come. There's a, if you look on the front page of hamsexy.com, there's a link to a forum page on the forums. It's got the information on there as we plan it. Not too sure exactly what we're going to do yet. Our usual ham sexy get-togethers up here usually involve going to a strip club. Yeah, exactly. Karen's been to a few local strip clubs. What do you think of them?
I will only go to the ones where women strip.
There you go. You guys can read into that whatever you like.
No, not like that. I'm not a lesbian. It's so much funner. No, I'm not a lesbian. AB9JV. I'm not a lesbian. No.
You can never say that ham sexy net doesn't tackle the extreme issues. Anyways, back to the back to the topic at hand. We're still planning to get together at this point, but it's mostly December 9th or December 6th. So if you're in town, you're definitely more than welcome to come. Seth, N3GFW, my co-operator of Ham Sexy, might be coming up. Anyone from Canada to the U.S. locally is more than welcome to come. It's not too far. Toronto's about an hour and a half from Niagara Falls. However far it takes to get to Niagara Falls, you can add an hour and a half onto that and you get to Toronto. All right, KB9JMK, hope to see you there, man. KG8RF, Kilo Golf 8, Radio Frequency, you're on the net.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Brian, Karen, everybody else on the net. KG8RF, Eric out of Nina. Not much going on here. It is kind of cold right now in Wisconsin. Around 20 degrees. Wind chill probably about 15. And just trying to stay warm. And we're located here in Nina. Where the Nina Foundry is. I don't know the call sign, AB9. JV something, I think, was commenting about that earlier, and yeah, that's where we make the sewer lids from the Nina Foundry. So, anyway, there we go, JV, there we go, thanks, yep. Anyway, having fun, guys, no questions here, and I'll turn it back to you. This is KG8RF.
All right, Eric, KG8RF, thank you very much for the traffic here. Karen says hi, Sean. Say hi, Karen.
Hi.
Yes, Sean's one of the very few who have actually stayed at my place and has met my sister. Sean's wildly in love with her for some reason.
No. He just does it to piss me off.
That's right. You have a question for anyone out there?
I don't know. It depends. Does anybody have any,
Yes, they do wear.
What?
Yes, they do wear depends.
Oh, they... No, does anybody have any questions regarding relationships? You know what, I have something to say. For all of you who go out and you meet a girl and you get her number, this whole 3-day wait calling period thing, it's bullcrap. Don't wait. I think the sweetest thing a guy ever did was I met this guy at a club, and he called me that night to make sure I got home okay, and it was so nice.
Aww.
And we ended up going on a couple dates. It didn't work out, but... it was sweet. That whole wait a 3 days because you don't want to seem desperate. If you like the girl, call her. That is the biggest pet peeve of girls. If you like her, call her. Or text her. Doesn't matter. Showing. No, see, that's a little extreme, going to her house and
Yeah, see, no. You can go home with her the first night, that's fine, as long as you call her.
Going into the house and singing a song at 3 in the morning is nothing. If you really love her, write her name in gasoline and light it on fire. That's what, on her front lawn, that's love. Or on her car, yeah. KC4ZYC in Florida, you're on the net, man. Welcome back.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Karen, and good evening to everyone on the net. First of all, I'd like to say Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas to one and all. And the holidays are coming up. I'm sure that a lot of you are planning to get together with friends and family. I am certainly down here. And happy birthday early to Karen. Understand that her 26th birthday is coming up in January, so I thought I'd just say happy birthday early to her. And Brian, if I don't talk to you before you leave, have a very safe trip on over to Taiwan. You know, it's a long flight, and chances are by the time you get there, you'll have jet lag, most definitely. My brother is a former foreign exchange student and summer in Japan, and has some wonderful, wonderful memories of that. But he ended up having a reverse culture shock when he came back to the States. I don't know if that's going to happen to you or not, so don't be surprised if you get so used to the culture over there that when you come back to Canada, you think to yourself, well, why is everything different from where I used to be? That's what my brother went through for a little while, but he finally managed to get over it. But as I say, he had a wonderful time, had some very wonderful and fond memories of where he went, and still corresponds with his Japanese host family from time to time. I'm looking forward to seeing him this Christmas. I have a new nephew because my brother's married, and he, his wife, and my new one-year-old nephew are coming down to spend Christmas with us, so looking forward to that. Anyway, let me go ahead and let the repeater drop. Just a moment, please. Okay, I'm back. The E-T-Y-C. Well, Karen, I think you're very smart and very witty, and like the advice that you're giving to people, I wouldn't worry at all about the picture. Don't worry about it at all. It was just something fun to do, and you went ahead and did it. So, hey, life is too short. Might as well have a ball as when you can. That's the way I see it. And like your advice about having a guy call you instead of doing the three-day waiting period. I unfortunately really haven't been all that successful. I'm approaching 40, never had a girlfriend, but I do have some wonderful female friends that I've met over the years who I see from time to time. Not as often as I like to because I have a busy schedule, but I do try to keep tabs on them when I can. Anyway, nothing further on this end. Happy holidays, one and all. And Brian, over to you, VE3HBD. And once again, Karen, happy birthday. KC4ZYC.
Thanks so much. That was nice. An early birthday wish. That's always sweet. Excuse me. That was a very nice comment. But it, yeah. Don't encourage him. I wanted to ask, you know, all these people keep on saying to me, where's your pictures, where are your pictures? Well, do you know what? Where are your pictures? This is unfair. I'm being judged like a piece of meat by all you ham radio guys, and yet I don't even see a goddamn picture. Come on! Step up to the plate. VE3HBD.
Yes, if you'd like to share your picture with Karen, feel free to mail it to VE3HBD at RAC.ca. I will be accepting submissions all through, and I will be, and she will be rating them.
It doesn't mean I want a date or anything.
No, we can judge your picture. Send it to VE3HBD at RAC.ca. That's VE3HBD at RomeoAlphaCharlie.CharlieAlpha.
Well, you are.
Who said that? That was Justin, VE3UDT, via MSN says that you are a piece of meat, just a woman.
Aw, that's so sweet, Alice.
I swear, man. All right.
I mean, pass.
Oh, and he says he's married. And he bought my Jeep, so.
Oh, is he the one who bought your Jeep?
Yes, he's the one who bought my Jeep.
He's allowed to. I met him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
His wife is very nice.
All right. Oh, that's nice. Okay, next to my list here is KB9JMK. KB9JMK, you're on the net.
Hey, I got
picked twice tonight for some reason. Yeah, KB9JMK, no more comments. I just, my sister's 26 as well. Kind of odd to hear all this stuff about all these guys talking about this kind of brotherly thing going on here, so I'm going to back out. See ya, KB9JMK.
All right, and the first person to step to the plate submitting a picture is Tim, K-A-T-E-K. see here, I'm just loading it here. All right, there he is there. You can also view it at hampedia.com and type in K-A-T-E-K. What do you think, Karen? He is a 22-year-old from Ottawa, Ohio. He is a sheriff's deputy and a prison guard, so you feel free to judge him.
Judging from the picture, I see someone very serious. I don't know. I think he looks like a teddy bear. I think he looks like a little... I honestly, if I got pulled over by you, I'd be scared as crap. I so stopped myself. Only because you look like you'd be tall. Have really, really... You look like you can do the crazy eyes. So you're in the right field. Either that or go into child care, because those eyes can really straighten those kids out. Yeah. And I got yelled at for using your call sign. Is that okay? VE3HBD.
No, that's perfectly fine because I am the control operator and I'm allowing her to use my station. My daughter. Rusty, WB4BSD is sending me a picture and I'm going to be commenting as soon as it comes here. While that's downloading, we'll go to the next person on the list. Don't forget neither twice, Sir Clark. VA7BAW, VA7BAW, our first Canadian call. Well, first from Canada. You're on the net. Okay, hearing nothing, I'm going to move on to... Let's see if Rusty's picture... Oh, Rusty's picture is downloaded. Okay. So we got Rusty, WB4BSD. He's in the Navy. There he is there. And he's wearing his uniform. Karen, you may judge him.
That's so mean.
I'm not judge him, but comment on his picture.
Any man in a uniform, that's hot. That's hot. It is. Yeah.
Yes, I'll describe the picture. He's standing in front of an American flag. He's in his U.S. Navy uniform. He's got two chevrons on his shoulder. I'm not too sure, but Navy ranks. If he was in the Army, I'd say he was a corporal, but I'm not too sure what he's in the Navy. What is your rank there? He's an E5, so he's in list 5. That's pretty high, I guess. That's his rank.
Oh.
Who else sent us a picture here? KD8AFY sent us a picture of him giving a finger. It's a really small picture, Karen, but from what can you garner from that?
Does he have a band-aid on his finger? No, I think it's just lighter.
Yeah, he's giving a finger in the picture. It's not a very nice picture. Let's just move on here on the net here. Got a number of pictures, feel free to send them to me. VE4UO, Sean, you are on... Sean, VE4UO, you're on the net. All right, Sean, you snoozy lose. VE7WCC, New Westminster, British Columbia, you're on the net.
Don't have too much to report here. New to the net, never checked in before. Someone brought it up on my IRL keynote on our local repeater here, so I don't know how many people are listening, but it's good to check in, and probably check in next week. I'm just east of Vancouver, British Columbia, and it's a little cool out, it's about 10 degrees, and I'm hoping it's going to snow, so back to you. Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Charlie, Andy in New Westminster.
All right, thanks a lot for the traffic there, New Westminster. I've never been to BC, but it's very nice.
No, but our aunt lives there.
Yes, our aunt lives in Victoria, actually. VE4UO was here, but he sent me a whining message on MSN. Said, you guys are rambling too much. Way too much banter. I'm going to bed. Yeah, I know. He's crabbing like a woman. Boo-hoo. Everyone on Echolinks is going crazy. Boo-hoo. Who cares? Well, blah, blah. Yeah. He's, Sean, you know Sean.
Oh, God, the little whiner. He could be.
Maybe. Yes, KTK, we got your message. What would you like to say about Karen's message? What do you like to say about Tim's message?
Jerking off.
That was on, man. Don't read it. Don't read it. open mic. Come on. Decency. Alright, I'm going to lose my license.
Sorry.
KD7KDC. KD7KDC, you're on the net.
Is this crap or what?
Yeah, what is it all about? Alright, 7-4, or, okay, I'll be, wait, give me a second here.
Off Lima.
KD7KDC, you're on the net. If you're there, please go ahead.
W0JAY, we've banned you. You're being useless. Anyways, KD7KDC, you're on the net, go ahead.
Okay, now that I have a chance to get in here, turn the music down a little bit, sorry about that last time. Anyway, just want to say hi. The people in the text box are animals. Anyway, it snowed this morning over here, eastern Washington State, so glad to see that. Anyway, just want to say hi, just getting it, KD7KDC.
Thanks for out there. KD4NY, unfortunately, I've just been really too busy this week. I know I promised to give you shows there, and I'm really sorry about that. VA6HP has just sent us a picture. Ryan Sparks, Alberta, I believe. I think that's where this is from. Wearing a cowboy hat. Karen, would you like to talk about a switcher, please?
Sorry, I'm looking. What is it? What's on the top of the cowboy hat?
I think it's just a design.
Oh, is there a design? That's neat. That's neat. You can definitely pull up. Cute. Yeah.
Very cute?
Yeah.
Rare for him, isn't he? I saw him.
Yeah. I don't think that's him. What magazine did you get from? I'm just joking.
Right, there you go. VE6HP, you have been analyzed. Thank you very much for submitting your picture there. Next to my list is VE7ROX, VE7ROX, Jim in Vancouver, I believe. I think River. Anyway, there you're on the net.
VE7ROX, like Roxanne. Mobile on the Lion's Guinea Bridge. And yep, going into a brand new node we just established here as of Remembrance Day in New Westminster, the VE7WCT node. I'm glad to hear I'm getting into it. I'm a little west of it, but my signal's doing it, so I think I can even drop my power down to, there we go, 10 watts. I think I'm okay. So, yeah, to pass, I've checked in here before, and, it's a bit overcast, but no rain or precipitation at the moment here in sometimes rainy Vancouver, but we're okay today, so back to net.
BC Radio in Vancouver, BC for a check-in, 2
Thank you very much for your check-in there, VE7ROX. There's another one from Vancouver there. I missed your call sign. Can you call me the call sign again? And Lenny, we did get your picture, and we'll talk about it in one moment. My sister laughed at it. Says you. Anyways, the check-in from Vancouver. Can you go with the call sign again, please? I'll put you on my list.
It's Victor Alpha 7, British Columbia Radio, BCR. And she says that guys in uniform get her bothered there. Does that include guys in React uniforms?
No, he didn't say rehab uniforms. He said React uniforms. I'll
heard rehab.
Yeah, I'll talk. So it's kind of a really geeky uniform. That's pretty funny there, BCR, British Columbia Railway. Who's next on my list here? Oh, wait, Lenny's pick. I'm sorry about that. All right, AB9JV, Lenny has just sent us a picture of, I believe this is when you bought your Corvette. I think. Let me just look at the window here. Is that when you bought your Corvette there? AB9JV, talk to me in the window. Lenny, talk to me in the window. You're not talking to me. Okay, Karen, talk about Lenny's picture, please.
If there was a contest of pictures, Lenny would win. It's awesome. Those little girls you got there. Now that I'm looking, I thought they were originally bunnies, but I see they're just kind of like showgirls kind of deal. But that's... It's cute. I like it.
There you go. That's my sister Cruz. Little girls. No, not that little. But one of them looks like mother and daughter there. Who's next one? VE3NSV, Terry. I know you're trying to get in through VE3SKY repeater, but some Nimrod keeps closing down the repeater. He always does that. Not too sure it is. But hey, you know. it's Wednesday night, and you probably can't find any guys to meet, so, you know. So over there, VE3NSV, feel free to talk.
Sugar left for the list.
Okay, VE3NSV, I guess you weren't there. All right, I'll move on. VE3UDP, I don't know if you're there or not. I saw your thing that says you couldn't get on because you had a Mac. I'm using a Mac, there's no excuse. VE3UDP, if you're there, feel free to talk. If not, I'll move on.
VA3BU.
Ah, VA3BU, Dave, in Brampton, Ontario. Go ahead.
If I have the opportunity to be working days, I figured I would not only listen, but check in. So how are you doing, VA3BU?
Hey, Dave. Things are going pretty good. Glad to have you check in. I'm not using a repeater, unfortunately. I thought I'd give Echolink another try. I upgraded my OS, so hopefully looks like it's a little stable. But KC9ECI says he doesn't like Echolink, but hey, what can I say? Thanks very much for checking in, Dave. Got my sister on here. You probably met my sister when you were over at my house. Say hi to Dave.
Hi, Dave.
There, that's my sister. She's our special guest tonight. If anybody would like to ask her a question or talk to her, this is a real opportunity for hams to talk to a woman. So, just thought I'd take that opportunity. End of my check-ins. If anyone or whatever, please come now. This is VE3HPD, and this is the Ham Sexy Net.
Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Lima.
Whiskey Alpha 3, Romeo Delta Mike.
Victor Alpha 6, Hotel Papa.
Okay, I got one there. Victor Alpha 7, you broke up the bit. Did it sound like, Sierra Lima SL? If you can go with the call sign again, please.
QNSL net, you got it. Victor Alpha 7, Sugar Love. Scott and I am in the suburbs of Vancouver, also listening on the ROX system. I am also at 6:55 here, and I'm out just finishing up my day of work, doing my rounds here. And that's about it. First time I've checked into this net. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Lima.
Alright, VA7SL Scott, thank you very much for the check-in there. A lot of Vancouver guys on tonight. Just a quick breaking news update. It's exactly 0 degrees Celsius, or 32 degrees Fahrenheit here. First time, and, that's why my portable thermometer was just underneath my lamp, which explains why it says 30 degrees in here and it's rising, but it's not. I'll just move that away from my lamp. WA3RDM. Bob, I believe. You're on the net.
Hey. RDM. Yep, it's Bob. Here in LaPorte. Not much to say about LaPorte. It's boring here, but it's one of the nice things about living here in a town of 230 people. You don't have to worry about too much excitement. Not much going on here. We had 67 degrees this morning when I got off work. After I came home and went to bed and woke up, it is now a nice balmy 32 degrees. So, we had a big temperature drop here after a storm blew through. Other than that, not much going on. Everybody have a great week.
All right, Brother Bob, thank you very much for checking in there. Let's check in the Echolink thing here. 1 out of 12, 1 out of 12, 211 in progress. See the man. C9ECI seems to like 1 out of 12. 89JV is wasted at the moment. What are you drinking there? 89JV, come back, what are you drinking?
No, we're drinking the usual Miller High Lifes, you know, $10.99 for a 30-pack, back to that.
Jeez, you gotta be a hardcore drinker if you're drunk on Miller, man. You like Miller, Ken?
No.
What is your favorite beer?
I like Labatt Blue, or Coors Light.
Coors Light. Labatt Blue, spoken like a true Canadian here.
I like a real.
KE4NY likes Pabst Blue Ribbon. VE3NSV likes Newfie Beer. Dominion Ale. That's right, bye. KC9ECI is pulling up the whole Monty Python. He says, Coors is like making a love a canoe, because it's effing close to water. VA6HB, who's next on my list, likes Kokanee. Do you like Kokanee?
Yeah, but they never serve it at bars.
Why?
You know why I drink Coors Light, though? I get very easily drunk.
You hear that, guys?
Yeah, I've got a stomach problem, so I can't handle my booze very well. So if I have a Labatt's Blue, it takes maybe one or two before I start to get drunk. But if I have a Coors Light, I can have about five or six and not look like a lush.
All right, thank you. Hey, I should let you know that there's cops on this list.
I know, that's why I said it.
Like, Tim is a cop, and there's a few other ones. And VA6HP, your new boyfriend.
What?
He's next on the net. VA6HP, Ryan, you're on the net.
Yes, good evening to all. This is Victor Alpha 6, Hotel Papa in Central Alberta, Canada. Great net, guys. Having a blast here listening in. And I just wanted to say about that three-day rule. I have a girlfriend here in the back that's just applauding you. She's a firm believer that... Well, you guys should get the phone call right away, but I'm a firm believer in the three-day rule, but that's my theory anyways, but so there you go, guys. Great net.
Okay, I want to talk to your girlfriend, because obviously she's a smart woman. She knows that three-day rule is just out the window, and I want to speak to her, because obviously she's got some good things to say about that as well, so let's hear from her. VE3HBD? Okay.
All right, Karen, here she is, Victor Alpha 6, Hotel Papa.
Hey, Karen, it's Jen. Yeah, I totally think the guys don't know what they're talking about. So, actually, Ryan and I met way before we actually dated, and he asked me to call him. I mean, there are other things that just wouldn't work out, but he asked me to call him, and I'm like, that's your job. So, yeah, definitely desperate. If they call right away, it's like, oh, you actually like me, not I'm going to play games with you.
Thank you, Jen. See? And that is the point of it. See, you know exactly what you're talking about. Like when I said how that guy called me that night to see if I got home okay. Now, there's a difference between, like, there's a huge difference between seeing me desperate. Yeah, I know, eh? No, like, I don't even know. Like, I'm not a big phone person. Like, when I call my boyfriend, it's, hey, great, bye. It's, I don't sit there and jabble on it, but definitely, if you like a girl, call her. What was his name, Ryan? Jen, yeah, okay. Jen, yeah, I think you were definitely right where it was his job. My boyfriend now, we met before, we dated before, and he was the one calling me. So, definitely, I think that the guy should call the girl. So, all power to you, Jen, I like you. VE3HBD.
KC9ECI says, I never had a call to see if she got home all right. I just rolled over and checked her for a pulse. That's funny. All right, Ryan and Jen, VA6HP and Proxy, thank you very much for the check-in there. Any more check-ins? I take any more check-ins. I'm just going to say, hey, if you guys want to talk, just call your call sign and start talking. Yell your call sign and start talking. I'm not going to write down check-ins. Anyone who want to talk, come now. This is VE3HBD, and this is the Weekly Ham Sexy Net. You guys want to shut the net down already? It's only 10 o'clock. VE3HBD, anyone who wants to check in, just yell your call sign and start talking.
AB9JV, Orland Park, Illinois. Still conscious and functional.
Most probably. I didn't miss anyone on my list here. Any more check-ins, please come now. This is VE3HBD, Ham Sexy Net Control.
K8TEK. Yeah, I think all the fat hams might have died of a heart attack for hearing a 25-year-old female actually talking to him.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're just, bragging, Tim, because my sister thought you were cute.
Normally I don't get that comment unless people are quite drunk.
Or trying to get out of a ticket. You want to talk? Go ahead.
This is pretty... What, one person came? Like, checked in since you said that? Come on, guys. You're not that drunk.
I am. Hey, Karen. So what do you think? Do I look like a fag posing with all those bimbos there? That was actually on a TV show.
On the Fortune 500 Lasher, page 3 of the Ham Sexy, it looks like somebody's replaced your picture on you if you click on the picture.
Lenny, did you say fag on the radio?
No, you can't say fag on the radio. Are you kidding?
Oh yeah, I forgot it means bundle of sticks.
Exactly.
I'd like to borrow a fag. I'm having a nicotine fit.
What was that traffic? Someone said that something was replaced on Ham Sexy. If you can come again, please. You're a little broken up there.
WB2HWW in New York City.
Gallery. Ham Sexy Vehicles. Page 3. And click on Porcupine Watcher and see what you get. I don't think it's supposed to be there.
Are you talking about the guy with the dolphin?
There's a check in there from New York City. I missed your call sign. Can you go again with your call sign in your traffic, please? Sorry about that. I think I'm losing control of the net here, guys. there was a call from New York City, W8 something, I believe it was. I missed your call sign. Can you go with the call sign and your traffic, please? Okay, I guess he wasn't there. Any more check-ins for the Ham Sexy Net, please come now. Any more check-ins for the Ham Sexy Net, please come now. This is VE3HBD, Ham Sexy Net Control with...
Karen. Come on, guys. Talk.
He was demanding call signs. I didn't hear him at all there. Any more traffic for the Ham Sexy Net, please come now.
Hey, Brian, I often wondered, how do you pronounce your last name?
Okay, here's Karen to talk about our last name.
My brother goes by Passafume. I don't like it, only because many, many years in school it was... Oh, God, we won't talk about the past about that. So I just say Passafume, so people don't think right away. And before I do tell them, I warn them how bad it is. And I tell them about my friends in high school, how their last names were Killbreath and Smelly. So that kind of loosens it a little bit. But it is Passafume or Passafume. And no, it's not French.
It is Italian, actually. Just Italian. Paisans. Any more check-ins, please come now. VE3HBD. It's KTK. Who was that guy in there that was from New York? I missed what he was saying. Was he asking for call signs?
Yeah, he was demanding call signs. He was taken care of.
Leave guys like that on. I'd much rather have him on and sort of laugh at them. Do you know what note he was from?
No, I forget. Already.
Okay. Well, if something like that happens, just let him on. Don't bother. Don't bother banning him. I'd much rather have him on in here, but his problem is. Any more check-ins for the Ham Sexy Net, please come out. Any more check-ins for the Ham Sexy Net, please come out. This is VE3HBD, Ham Sexy Net Control.
VE3HBD from KC4ZYC. Brian, is it still too, is it too late to possibly send in the picture?
Of course not. Send the picture to VE3HBD at RAC.ca. Victor Echo 3, Hotel Bravo Delta at RomeoAlphaCharlie.ca. Send it in now.
Okay, Brian, will do. I'm working on the email right now, and I'll get it off to you real soon. It was taken with a digital camera this past summer, and unfortunately, the picture looks like I have a little bit of a sunburn. But if you use your brightness controls, you might be able to touch it up just a little bit. But I think it's a pretty good shot nonetheless, so I'll go ahead and send it up. Let you guys take a look at it. Casey Boyd, what I say.
Buddy, I'm a pro, don't worry about it. Yes, you want contacts, Karen, don't you?
Yes, I do, and God, I need new ones. They're all blurry right now.
Yeah, she needs new ones. Anybody want to buy some tip?
I was joking. Does anybody want to buy me some?
She'll send you her old ones if you like, if you're into that. BE3HBD, Ham Sexy Net Control. Any other check-ins for the Ham Sexy Net, please come now. Any more check-ins? And if anybody would like to take down our call signs to file a complaint, feel free to listen. I'll be more than happy to supply my call sign. In fact, I'm playing right now. It's VE3HBD. Come on, I want that guy to come back. The guy that was trying to take call signs. I want him to come back. I want to hear what he has to say and abandon him. Leave guys like that on. KC9ECI says he has socks older than her. If you got 26-year-old socks, man, you're definitely a ham. I think that's something that, where did Rusty go? You want to talk to Rusty?
I don't know.
You want the Rusty? All right,
sure.
WB4 94 BSD. Says you're sexy. He wants to talk to you there. W4 BSD wants. He says he's sexy. He wants to talk to you. So W4 BSD.
I didn't say that. I don't think I said I wanted to talk, but hey, here I am. If you got any questions or want me to say something, I'll speak. Arf, brap.
No, she said she wanted to talk to you. Here she is.
He totally chose. I said, where were you? You were talking, and then all of a sudden you were gone. Yeah, trying to see where you were.
Oh, got some packet lost there. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina, and I tend to usually listen more than I speak. My father taught me very well, so I'll just let everybody have their 2 cents, and I'll just sit back and shut up and learn.
When I found out you were in the Navy, Rusty, actually was laughing because there's that line in... National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation where the old lady goes, is Rusty still in the Navy? Every time I hear that, so that made me laugh there. WZG says, don't worry, Brian, we're laughing at being in the Navy, too. Hey, I like the Navy. If I was in the military, the Navy. Howard, KC4ZD, forgot to attach the photo. So yeah, if you're listening, you might want to attach the photo, it works. And there is Terry, VE3NSV. Says I'm Canadian. Oh. Says he is 31 years old. This is my good friend Terry. I've met him a few times. Would you like to talk about him?
Hi Terry. Samantha, really blurry. I'm really tired. Long day at work and I just had a root canal, so I'm kinda drugged up right now. Hi Terry, how are you doing? Where do you live?
I think he's on the Sky Repeater and it keeps getting knocked off here. Yes, do you approve of his photo? Yes or no?
I think everybody here, all their photos they have sent, all of you look great.
Sounds like a very diplomatic answer. Give me the honest opinion.
I think you're absolutely adorable.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, there's Howard. He just emailed me here. Let's see if he's got his photo there.
Beauty is on the inside or light switch away.
Yeah, there you go. Beauty's on the inside, light switch away. Let me scroll down here. There's Howard. I'm assuming...
Oh, Hooter Girls. What? I found out something very interesting about Hooter Girls.
I used to work at a store that we engraved... We had a contract with the Hooter Girls, and one of the girls came in, and she had to be so flat, she was, like, inverted. Like, it was bad. And I was staring at her, and she started laughing, and she's like, to give you good tits. So, boobs, sorry, breasts. I'm sorry. God, and I work with children! Wow! Breasts. Can I say breasts? Okay. So, apparently, a lot of these women that you see... they need the extra help. They're special bras.
And what do you think of Howard's photo?
Well, I'm distracted by the breasts. Not that I'm a lesbian. It's just that's the first thing you see. But I think you look very friendly. Very nice.
Right, thank you very much. Any more check-ins with Ham Sex Unit? Please come in. VE3 Ham Sex Unit.
HWW in New York City. What kind of an ad is this?
Sorry, I didn't answer the question there. This is VE3HPD, Ham Sexy Net Control, New York City. I didn't catch a call sign. Could you go with the call sign again, please?
We're having a lot of fun listening to you guys.
You had a little bit of QRM there. I missed your message and call sign. It's having a lot of fun listening to us. Appreciate that. You're welcome to listen in. Transmitting on IRLP and Echolink, as well as a few select repeaters around Canada, U.S., and the world. Can you go to the call center again, please? I just want to write off my check-in list, but I missed your call center. You got a little bit of QRM. Sounds like someone was jamming there. Can you go again, please, with your name and your call sign?
WB2, Hotel Whiskey, or more known as Hot Water Willie. And I think I have another check-in, RX10. You want to check in, Rob? Key up and then talk.
Hello. Also New York City.
Kilo Bravo 2 Romeo X-ray November, Rob, in New York City.
Also, this is W2KTU, Whiskey 2 Kilowatt Tango Uniform. W2KTU in New York City.
Alright, WB2HWL, I believe it was, KB2RXN, and W2KTU. My sister says she loves New York accents.
I love it. I love it. It's so cool.
Yeah, I got a few New Yorkers on here tonight. Thank you very much for listening to the net. I'm glad you enjoy it there. We have our net usually every Eastern. This is the net run by the folks at hamsexy.com. We have two nets. We have the IRLP net, which you're listening to now. We have an HF net on Sundays, I believe. So thank you very much for listening. I'll put you down on my check-in list, and feel free to check in any time. Any guys got any other traffic, feel free to go now.
What a bunch of hams look like from New York. Go to our website, wb2hww.com, and you'll see who we are. And we're just as nutty as you guys are, so we're enjoying it. Let me put over to Kayvon if he wants to make any extra comments.
Not much. I think that says it all, Howard. I think that says it all. They can visit our website, and they can see what the cams look like at wb2hww.com. Back to net control. We don't want to throw a wrench in it. We were enjoying listening to the conversation. W2KTU, Kayvon in New York City.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for your site. I'm just looking at it now. Thank you very much for checking in, guys. Always good to hear guys from New York on there. I'll definitely advertise your site on our site then. Feel free to check in at any time you guys like, and thanks a lot for listening. Any more check-ins, please come now. Any more check-ins to the Ham Sexy Net, please come now. The 3HPD Ham Sexy Net Control. Photos in here. We got Mark W4WZG. It's him and his six-year-old son, Timothy. Karen, would you like to comment on father and son there?
That is such a cute picture. I'm such a sucker. Such a sucker for kids. That's really cute. Oh, okay, here's another one. KB9GMK. We're loading. Loading. It's a big picture. Wow. You're so hot. Holy crap. That is so hot. I so want to rub my hands through those lovely fuzzy eyebrows. Those teeth are so cute. Wow.
HPD, great picture, man. Anymore, if you got other, I think we're almost done here. But if anybody else has any pictures they'd like to submit, my sister would rate you on. Call sign is email address is ve3hpd. It's ve3hpd. And Karen's got to go to bed, so we're just gonna wrap the net down here. We got another. Oh, KB9JMK, send us another mess here. Loading message. KB9JMK doesn't know how to shrink. Clark doesn't know how to shrink messages here. Or shrink photos. These photos are huge. It's exactly the same photo, man. I can't believe I just sat there and waited on that. Any last minute check-ins, please come now. Any more last minute check-ins, please come now. VE3HPD.
So, Brian, I take it it was her item in the freezer that you were telling me about a while ago. K8TEK.
My mom. Yeah, actually, without being too descriptive, because you don't want to lose my license, who's... It was actually my mother's. It was an ice mold in the shape of a male genitalia, and I thought it was my sister's, and it was positioned in such a place where every time I up and out of it, I was staring this thing in the face. It is ultra realistic. I thought it was my sister's, actually my mom's, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was for a baby shower, and it was for a joke, and we ended up not being able to get the ice mold out of the ice mold. It was for a joke for a baby shower for my best friend.
W4WZG in the chat window here said, a baby shower?
Yeah.
What kind of baby showers do you have up there?
We are Canadian. Yeah. I have a shirt that says Canadian girls are wild.
Well, you don't know that
baby showers.
Canadian baby showers have ice molds in the shape of yeah, no. All right, guys, I'm gonna close it down here. Last minute call for check-ins. Lenny's leaving. The net's not net with us. So any more check-ins, please come now. Any more check-ins? Bye, Lenny.
Bye, Lenny.
Any more check-ins for the Ham Sexy Net, please come now. This is VE3HBD, Ham Sexy Net Control in Toronto. Last station, you're a little scratchy. Boost your power then and try again. I missed your call sign, but feel free to go with your traffic, please. You were totally unreadable. Try one more time, please. Yeah, IRLP 2450, couldn't read you out there. Any more check-ins for the Ham Sexy Net, please come now. Any more check-ins for the Ham Sexy Net, please come now. Is there anything? I think we've only got enough time for pictures, but the Ham Sexy Net, please come now. Oh, VE3NSV wants to know, what kind of clubs do you hit?
I actually don't anymore. I can't afford it anymore. I'm a daycare worker. I can't afford to go to the clubs anymore.
All right, there you go. What kind of clubs did you hit?
Basically, we would park downtown and walk, and just go anywhere that we thought looked good.
There you go. Any more last-minute check-ins, please come now. VE3HBD, Ham Sex and Net Control.
Gotta take off, Brian. Sorry. See you later. K-A-T-E-K.
Yeah, see you, Tim. We're shutting down here, too. Last call for check-ins, please come now. VE3HBD.
4NOI with the comment.
All right, Matt, you got the last word. KE4NOI, you have the last word.
Okay. According to the Echo Link, K4NOI, you are doubling with Station 1507. Well, who's click on the key or their big bopper? Anyway, just if they feel like it, just go over to warp-radio.com. We're going to have some music here after the net. So if you're into some grooving tunes or whatever, you can join along with us. And I'd love to see you there. There's a chat link, request link, all that good jazz. But, yes, sir. Good net tonight. Thank you very much for all your efforts. And good night and good luck to you. KE4NOI.
Hey, KE4NOI. Thank you very much for checking that. Yes, feel free to go to Warp Radio, warp-radio.com, the Warp Radio Network. Got good music and a good chat window. You can chat with the DJs, request music. They got lots of music there.
Great station. Now, go. Check it out now.
Yeah, let's just love it if you go check the station, right?
Oh, I would just love it.
There you go, guys. All right, that's it for tonight, guys. Thank you very much for checking in. This is the longest night. It is currently 27 minutes after 10, 27 minutes after the hour Eastern. It is 3:30 Zulu a.m. And, yeah. All right, guys. Thank you very much for checking in. This was the weekly Ham Sexy 9 o'clock Eastern 0200 Zulu IRLP voice over IP net. And more information on the net and the site, please visit hamsexy.com. Thank you very much. Have a great night. VE3HBD Ham Sexy Net Control is gone. Say good night, Karen.
Good night.
Have a good night, guys.
New York City. And if you guys want to hear us, we're usually parked on 9877. WD2HWW. Good night, guys, up in Canada and wherever you are.
Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you later. WA3RDM.